I want you to ask the question, what is the feeling you most often experience as you go into the day-to-day of homeschooling? As you face that day-to-day, what is the predominant emotion that you experience? Okay, anxiety. Okay, call them out. Stress?
Fear.
Busyness? Who said fear? Someone said fear? Okay.
Doubt.
What was that?
Doubt.
Okay, these are the predominant ones, right? In this moment, we might feel happy, encouraged, hopeful. We're getting help, right? But when we're in the day-to-day, I want you to pay attention to what the predominant emotion is that you're experiencing. When a mentor asked me this last January, the word that came to my mind was overwhelmed. I have 7 kids. 3 have flown the coop. I have 4 at home. It feels like I still have 20. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know how that math works, but maybe it's just that they're all 3 teenage boys, and they're big, and their presence is big. I don't know what it is, but the feeling was overwhelm. Could be health. So I want you to be in touch with that, because the emotion that we're experiencing comes out into the education, the home environment, and there's a way to handle that emotion. So here are some ideas. Overwhelmed, frustrated, exhausted, angry, upset, discouraged, clueless, anxious, or excited, enthusiastic, hopeful, encouraged, understanding, competent, patient, and peaceful. In Galatians 5:22, it talks to us about the fruits of the Spirit. This is why it's so important. The fruits of the Spirit are these: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, you're also familiar with the scripture that says that we're to teach by the Spirit. If we're feeling afraid and anxious and overwhelmed, is that a fruit of the Spirit?